Riviera Radio. Business.
Well, technology is wonderful until it doesn't work, so we're back on a dodgy phone line this morning. I hope it's going to be audible. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, all right?
I'm very well, thank you. Going over the shock of the football fight. I mean, it seems to have such a dramatic effect on some people. Basically, I think when we lost, I turned the television off and moved on with my life. So there we go.
Yeah, it's odd that some people really take it to heart and sort of don't realise it's only a game, because it is only a game, but all the nasty things we see associated with football, you just wish they'd go away, don't you?
So sad, so sad. I mean, it's been a wonderful month, there's no doubt about that. It's brought the nation together, it's brought some light during the darkness of the pandemic and giving us something to certainly be proud of. So anything that tarnishes that is merely ridiculous, it has to be said.
Well, it's only a tiny minority of these idiots who give everybody else a bad name, but you give a dog a bad name and it sticks and we're all tarnished with the same brush. But I mean, you know, they must be able to do something. There's social media, I mean, it's not beyond regulation and anonymous accounts can be traced.
There was about 8 mixed metaphors in that last sentence, it had to be said. But no, you're absolutely right. Yes, it's there's no doubt with the powers that technology companies have that these people should be tracked and traced, to use a phrase from the pandemic, and of course held accountable.
Well, that's another subject, tracking and tracing. Maybe we'll have a word about that tomorrow. But let's concentrate on the markets. Good day on Wall Street. A record close and investors are about to get their teeth into second quarter earnings season.
Yeah, US stocks registering fresh all-time highs. S&P 500 up 0.35%. Of investors, as you say, await those second quarter earnings. Financials and communication services shares led the S&P 500 higher. Also strong demand for $38 billion of 10-year notes, which was seen as a good news for sentiment. Focus today will be on the US inflation report. We expect headline CPI to print at 5% year-on-year. Core to come in at 4.1% annualized rate, of course, way above the target level. The great debate being, are these persistent inflationary pressures or merely temporary? Markets will be looking for any clues around that. European stocks also climbed to record highs yesterday as investors rotated out of cyclical sectors and into more defensive names. They tried to assess the risks to the recovery from the Delta variant against the outlook for stimulus. Stocks 600 was up 0.7%, led by the healthcare sector, was up 15% year to date. Opening calls looking a little bit mixed this morning. Johnny Corner, FTSE down 5 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 10 points. CAC Corner Paris up 30 points.
A lot riding on the results from the banks, Hank. You've been in quite a good mood recently, so it sounds quite good.
Well, the Bank of England, from a UK perspective, just removing restrictions on banks paying dividends, so that should provide a boost to the UK sector. The main focus, of course, will be on the US banks. The biggest banks there are getting set to release money that's not needed in terms of the reserves. Somewhere around about $1 billion could be released. This is after the worst fears of the pandemic would hammer consumer credit quality failed to materialise. Analysts expect JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo will include reserve releases when they announce their second quarter results as we go through the course of this week. The release will be viewed as return to normal. Remember, at the start of the pandemic, the 6 largest banks in the United States set aside $35 billion to cover anticipated loan losses. So quite a dramatic turnaround taking place there. We should see some good numbers coming through from corporates. You've got a low base rate, you've got the reopening effect. So we could see some of the strongest numbers I think we've seen in decades in terms of corporate earnings growth. But as we know, markets look forward. What will be more important in terms of investor sentiment will be those crucial outlook statements.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my letter from Uncle Barclay. If you're going to resume paying dividends, I'm one of your best customers.
Well, we always appreciate your support as a shareholder. So thank you very much for that ongoing vote of confidence within the bank.
Now that in writing.
Maybe not.
And as something alluded to yesterday that you wanted to enlarge on today, the digital tax in Europe, or the lack of it, or the possibility of it.
Yeah, the European Union said it would postpone its push for a digital tax to focus on negotiations over a broader minimum global tax deal struck by the world's largest economy. The US has previously lobbied against the levy of a digital sales tax, saying that we've hit the American tech giant's business in Europe. The European Union pledged to introduce a levy if there was no progress on a more sweeping effort to tax corporations more uniformly. Such a pact perhaps seems a little bit more likely now after the G20 endorsed the principles of that global tax agreement. The EU said it will focus on agreeing that global tax accord in October and then reassess the levy come the autumn. The reality is, and we've spoken about this before, the tax system is simply not fit for purpose in terms of the modern economy. We know that profit shifting by major tech companies is a major issue. And it also creates competition amongst countries, which pushes that race to the bottom. And the reality is, after the huge response to the pandemic, Treasury departments around the world will need as much tax as possible. So perhaps that's part of the impetus for pushing ahead with this deal in the current circumstances.
Yeah, Janet Yellen was quite vocal over the weekend, wasn't she, about all this?
She has. She's been in Europe, of course, as part of that G20. And there's no doubt that the Biden administration is a significant shift in sentiment towards a global tax deal. Donald Trump was a little bit more protectionist, significantly more protectionist. He wanted to make sure that US technology companies continue to thrive, were able to generate as much profit as possible. You certainly see a different tack from President Biden.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.37 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18.5. Can you get 1 euro 17 cents for your British pound this morning?
Hasn't the engineer been to fix your ICN line yet?
Still struggling, but we'll get there.
Well, I hope we can get back on the internet feeds tomorrow, because the phone isn't the best, but I think we just about understood everything you had to say, so talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You too. Hank Potts from Barclays.